analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
And we're coming to you from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. This portion of the halftime show is brought to you by Redhead Equipment, Athol Murray College of Notre Dame, KFC, Sask Lotteries, Nick Service. I'm joined by Leader Post sports writer, Ryder Rolodex, as I like to call him, Rob Vanstone. Defense is showing up. Jason Shivers' defense has been great for the most part all year, but the other two facets of this game leave a lot to be desired for the Rough Riders.
Well, doesn't that look a lot like last week? Montreal scored four touchdowns against Saskatchewan over the last two games. Only one of them has been allowed by the defense. Granted, yeah, that was a 71-yard explosion, but Trevor Harris has got a pretty good completion percentage today. The Alouettes offense has done some things, but they haven't been able to get into the end zone, even when getting down as far as the two-yard line. Then the Riders got a sack. The problem is Montreal is applying unrelenting pressure, as was the case a week ago, and the special teams is barely there, as was the case a week ago, at least in terms of kick coverage. Brett Lauther with a 57-yard field goal to tie his career high.
Tell you what, that was a beautiful kick. Missed one from 48. What are you seeing from, I mean, you and I aren't football coaches. What are you seeing from the special teams? Is it mostly an effort thing? Is it a bit of execution and effort? Because, man, that Worthy can do whatever he wants. He looks like Gizmo Williams out there.
Yeah, Craig Dickinson was talking during the week about the struggles in trying to cover Chandler Worthy and the inability to get off the blocks. And that pretty much looked like what happened on the 84-yard kickoff return by Chandler Worthy this time around. He found a, it wasn't just a north-south run like as was the case 9 days ago. He saw a bit of a crease, went to his right, and just kept on going and going and going. And then he also had a 33-yard punt return.
Yeah.
It's just with Kari Vedvik making the probably a touchdown-saving tackle there. And when your offense isn't doing much and really doesn't have the personnel to do that much, that just exacerbates everything.
Well, and you mentioned a good point. Now, Duke Williams isn't a burner. At the Combine, you said it yesterday in the sports cage, you ran like a 4.7. But he does have the ability to draw attention. He's hurt. Took him about 2 minutes to walk off the field. I don't suspect he'll be back. It'll be miraculous if he does. Lazarus-like. I mean, who scares you in that receiving core right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the problem. And even with Duke Williams as part of that receiving core, overall it's not a receiving core that scares somebody. They had their one opportunity, Duke Williams down the left sideline, and it looked like somebody was in Cody Fajardo's face as he was trying to throw. Surprise, surprise. Cody had to throw off his back foot, and the pass hung in the air, and Duke Williams almost made the catch, but the ball ended up being an incompletion. That was their chance for a big shot. He was open by a couple of steps with the double move, and then the pass was hung in the air, really through no fault of the quarterback. I know Cody Fajardo's taken some heat on social media for that one, but just getting the pass away was an accomplishment considering the pressure that he's facing. And Montreal has two sacks in the first half. That number would be higher if not for the elusiveness demonstrated by the Riders quarterback, but he's often running for his life. And the Alouettes blitz packages, the Riders just are unable to account for them. It isn't necessarily the base four-man pressure that's being exerted. It just keeps coming and coming and coming.
What are you seeing from the Riders, O-line? Where do you see the problem? He is running for his life, Cody Fajardo. Is it the inexperience in the inside? Tackles? What are you seeing?
I just wonder if they have the wherewithal or the alertness to pick up the right guy. It might be a situation as simple as if the Riders have five in pass protection, they're sending six. I wonder if it's just a plus one pass rush by Montreal. Whatever the Riders are putting down as far as a blocking scheme, the Alouettes are going to outnumber that by one. They're hoping they can get to Cody Fajardo before he can get to them. And then with the paucity of downfield weapons that the Rough Riders have, I think that plays right into Montreal's hands.
Very good point. Now, Logan Bandy is a smart kid. He's an athletic kid. But Dan Clark wasn't Dan Clark at the start. There's a guy sitting out here, Brett Jones, that is in the Regina area, that was an outstanding lineman in this league, that's an NFL-caliber lineman. I think the Riders have probably reached out to him. I wonder if you don't reach out to him again. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know, you wonder.
And that's no shot on Bandy. What I'm saying is I mean, you need somebody in the middle that can anchor that thing.
And this is such a crucial year for this football team with the Grey Cup being here. You can't afford to tread water. If they can't win this game, they're already playing catch-up in the West Division with the way the standings are unfolding. And if they don't win this game, they're 0-2 against the East. Or they've lost two straight games against Eastern teams. They beat Hamilton in the opener, but nobody else is really losing to Eastern teams. And that really complicates it. 2-2, if it unfolds that way, and there's no assurance that it will, the Riders are only down by two. But if they start losing ground already, they're playing catch-up in a division where it seems like everybody else is thriving. Even Edmonton's winning now.
And for gosh sakes, lastly, Rob, we got to get penalties cleaned up here.
Well, six more in the first half, and penalties that are just ridiculous. All of a sudden, you can't even snap the ball, and you get a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty. Suddenly, you're working with a 1st and 15. They wriggled their way out of it on the one touchdown drive with a 40-yard pass to Tevin Jones on 1st and 15. But again, it just gets them. It gets them on that one drive. They were 1st and 15. Then they had a 4-yard completion. Then an 8 or 9 yard completion. They're punting. Even though they get more than 10 yards on back-to-back completions, they're still forced to punt because they put themselves in a disadvantageous situation right from the outset of the possession, and here we are.
Thanks for your time, man.
Thanks for your time.
Rob Vanstone joining us from the Leader Post. He is always here at halftime for home games and joins us quite regularly on the Sports Cage. We'll be back with more of the Halftime Huddle. This segment of the Halftime Huddle is brought to you by our friends of the Wireless Age, your SaskTel authorized dealer, Bayer Crop Science, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, Dagelman Industries, Quality Tire and Redhead Equipment. You're listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to Mosaic Stadium, where the Rough Riders trail 13-11. Time to take a look at our halftime rewind, brought to you by Johnson's Grain for all your grain marketing and crop input needs. Visit johnsonsgrain.com. Takes a shotgun snap, fakes the handoff to Andwee, backpedaling, pumps, and he's sacked! He got sacked! Ball's down, kick is up, and he hammers it through. Two tackles, and they're rushing somebody off that far side, but it's caught over here on this right sideline, down the sidelines, Tevin Jones, 30, 25, and he's tackled from behind! Cody takes his shotgun snap, looks to his right, Cody throws, it's caught! Touchdown! Saskatchewan! Mitch Pittman! Al's going left to right, up by 3 points. Harris takes the shotgun snap. Harris is sacked! He got sacked by Pete Robertson! And here they come. Harris is hit! The ball's out! The Riders have it! Pete Robertson on the fumble recovery! Out of the hold of Bedvick. The snap, the hold, the kick is on the way. This one's got the distance. It's good! I missed one, but I made that one. And that's where we are right now, 13-11. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders trail the Montreal Alouettes. Cody Fajardo, 6 of 14, 84 yards, a touchdown pass to Mitch Pickton, as you heard. Rushing the ball, Frankie Hickson, 1 carry, 19 yards. Jamal Morrow, 4 carries, 19 yards. Keenan LaFrance, 1 for 2. Tevin Jones has 2 receptions for 50 yards. Mitch Pickton, 2 for 14 in the touchdown. Kian Schaefer-Baker, 1 catch for 11 yards. Jacob Paul, 1 for 9. And Brett Lothar, 1 of 2 in field goal attempts, missed from 48, made from 57, as you heard there. On the Montreal side of things, Trevor Harris, 11 of 13 for 117 yards, completing 84.6% of his passes. Antwee has rushed the ball 6 times for 30 yards. Top receiver for the Elves, Jake Wynacki, 3 grabs for 41 yards. But the big story, once again, Chandler Worthy, an 84-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And that's really been the difference in this game. The Montreal Alouettes, 13. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 11. And that is our standout stat of the half, as it was last week. The 84-yard kickoff return by Chandler Worthy for a touchdown. And that stat of the half brought to you by Reliance. Heath Water Heater Rental, serving southern Saskatchewan for over 50 years, keeping you in hot and soft water. Call 522-5866. We'll be back with second half action in a moment. Riders trail by two on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.